This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
Can you pray in the Holy Ghost for a few seconds before you take your seats? Is this a lack of a hardish? Baria Suselaiko Berhetish Kalambro Vedeski Liatagaske Bretelagasu Selagro Tetile Derodi di Tilagabra Ateataske Radiaco Brivelegeski Bradede Yeteski Lamboroske Velina Sisai Brafetes Jelebela Profeli Ziziske Radiatagabarados Abra feske lambro felesi si labra atish. Brade se sali dera atis kembro feskale.
Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open
Alesso me vali macobre falia si sele banato a sabro feleschi binato a carbonete salemabe.
Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain.
Ebrenasi semilana tuala mabe. Araske feladasi saile borotwa kabome. Areske boraditi aradasa selabara kuatabaras kobre felanaske brafelidia sailo barahita balana. Araske braatila bakapo feleski brafadia tabala baroti. Salia Tabara Quatibe, the Brefelanas, Cabrafella Bombaratis, Cala Profeleta, Debara Puteva La Casa, Rapapatua Taitelantes, Cabrati Tilamo, O Villinis, Saliti, Salabanatua, Radede de la Profelas, Kibra La Capo Telamba, Arros Kepalinis, Salibuna. Thank you, Father. Move Sali Baru Susela Befinitaba Belina Simona Felabro Feske Benicoborusu Sisi Lebedidi Dagoborona Akitena Mambo Sesa Maria Kobe Ibinatua Kaiteske Bombe Rakini Kambone Aburianatua Teimi Nikove Barani Kabuatana Melenese Sabe Maranua Taima Ambeneski Borono Kabua Katama Abenasu saile barakwa temombelani sesami obini si semina tua kaibo na kuataba arani na tua komoso selimono kufalane ambeneti ni kopo parati telama adiataini na tua sabarane amineso salamini kupera na tua labanande Aramina tua saboroko palati metia taibo barade barada ilenina su semilatua.
Let it rain. Let it rain. Let your hand be strong.
Let your mercy overflow. Let your grace be evident. Let your presence be palpable. Let your glory suffuse this place. Jesus. Oh, whatever happens tonight, show us Jesus, Holy Spirit. Let there be light. Let there be revelation. Let there be revelation. Let there be inspiration. Let there be wisdom. Let there be understanding. Mevenetwa mapo mahana. Do us good by all means. Father, do us good by all means. For thine alone is the kingdom. And the power and the glory. In Jesus' name and God's people say. You may be seated in God's presence tonight. Breles coffee na kobosa. Biti teleko falasi. Brelinia tanatu ako imoso selimanahade. Befinaski brofeles alimoku vuniti tilagabahana. Marasu selama poroski viniti tala. Melisi sabara kwatinatu aloso sabenati. Melanga boroski velikatu kumina kupelahadi. Madenate. Maitona haba, beroko palaha, betiti ikapono mokru kupahaka, belekombo suku be ikupahala, meina tutahana. Jesus, I need you to know that whatever else happens, the seal in the end, it's going to be the fact that you met with Jesus. And I pray tonight that Jesus will be generous, that he will put himself at our disposal. I know that there are some of us that are primed, but I hope that everybody, whether on site or online, who is made out time, will try by all means to ensure that they are not missing. They are not missing in the place where God will be walking tonight. You see, the Bible says they go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appears before the Lord. And as ministers, more than everyone else, it's important for us to understand the chemistry and the protocol of such a progression, because when we gather like this, there's a place in the realm where every authentic engagement with God takes place. And it is possible to be locked out of that place, even though you are in the physical locale where the meeting is being held. You remember Jesus said, and I don't know if I get there this evening, but Jesus said in Matthew that where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. There are two locations captured in the statement of Jesus in that passage, in Matthew chapter 18. For where two or three are gathered together, that's already talking of a location. For where two or three, that basically means wherever two or three are gathered together, that's a location, isn't it? But he says, for where two or three are gathered together in my name. So it's not just sufficient that there is a where, that there's a place, this first place, the wherever two or three are gathered together. But that when two or three are gathered together in that place, they have to be in my name in that place. There is a location, so when we arrive at the physical location of our meeting, it's important that you are also present in the spiritual location of the meeting. It is the location within a location. And you'd realize that the first location was left indeterminate. It is a variable. Jesus did not specify the kind of place that two or three must gather together, but the other location is a constant. It is prescribed. It has to be in my name. So whether you are in a beautiful, gorgeous edifice like this edifice, the embassy, or whether you are, you are sat under a mango tree, somewhere in the backsides of the Benue State, it really doesn't matter where two or three are gathered together, so long as it is in my name. And I don't want to go off a rail here. So as much as we labor to be present where physically God's people are congregate, so whether that means that you are present right here in this auditorium, or down here on the gallery, or you are watching, wherever you are at this moment, paying attention to what is going on, it's important for you to make sure that there is a place and that you are present in that other place. That location in the location is the reason why you can encounter God in a beautiful space like this. You can encounter God under a mango tree. You can encounter God in a car. You can encounter God in a shed. You can encounter God under open heavens without anything at all overhead. The constant is in the name of Jesus. And Jesus says, for where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Like I said, I don't want to get off rail here tonight. Because when Jesus now says, there am I, you need to now answer the question of what corresponds to this there. Is he talking about the first location, the second location, or both locations? When he says, for where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Because already you would have thought that last phrase will not be necessary, because they are already gathered in his name. Could people be gathered in the name of Jesus and Jesus is not there? If it is inevitable that Jesus is there, why was it worth mentioning that he would be there? Anyway, I'm trying to say to you that you must make sure that you find your way to the place where this meeting is happening tonight. Is that okay? Hello? If you are here, it means we can tick the first location. You made it to the first location. But there is a second location in this location where this meeting will be happening. And I pray for you that you will be present there. Because that is the place where the activities of Jesus are palpable. That is where the activities of Jesus are real. That is where the activities of Jesus can be engaged. And it is a lack of appearance in that place that is the reason why sometimes you come to a meeting like this and it looks like God was not aware that you came. Because it's like God is responding to everybody else except you. And it's like, and sometimes if you are not even spiritually inclined or spiritually intelligent, you might be wondering that people are trying to make too much out of something. Like, what has happened now? Why is this person suddenly doing like this? What have they even said? Why is he responding? Why is he reacting like this? Is he the only person here? Well, it might be indicative of the fact that both of you are processing the meeting from two different places. He might be engaging the moment from a place where divine activity are more potent and latent than the place where you are at. People can worship God from the outer court. People can worship God from the holy place. People can do business in the holy of holies. And the intensity of the experience and encounters that we have at those various places are going to be different. We never heard of anybody who bumped into an angel in the outer court. In fact, while Zacharias was having the encounter with the angel, he was not the only person that came for the worship service. Other people were in church, but only one person had the encounter with the angel. Meanwhile, if you were back at home and you were asking, where is this person? They said he has gone before the Lord. Where is that person? He is gone before the Lord. Where is this person? He is gone before the Lord. Yet, when they all arrived at the place, there was a graduation. There's a gradient in the realm. and you can be at the fringes. And when you are at the fringes, you are at the fringes. That's just basically what it means. If you are at the fringe, you are at the fringe. The opposite of being at the fringe is being in the center. You want to be at the very heart of the place from whence God works every time, every single time. And this is very important to us because we are ministers. So both for yourself and for those that we have the opportunity to be served by your ministry, it's important that you try to ensure that meetings are run from the places that matter. Sometimes we are so concerned about the rhema and the revelation we want to share that we really don't mind. You just want to come and dispense everything because you need to impress everybody. As much as possible, being a leader, a minister in that context, it's important for you to make a decent amount of effort to ensure that people are brought to the consciousness of the realm wherein events and meetings and engagements with God must happen. So one more time, I want to give you 20 seconds to gather your spirit, your soul, and your body before the Lord, like I am present tonight. Can you pray in the spirit for 20 seconds? If you left everything to be in this hall, that's very beautiful. Location number one. You scale the hurdle. You are present. But like Jacob said, the Lord was in this place. The Lord is in this place and I knew it not. It's possible that you can be sharing space with a reality that you are not aware of. So tonight you want to say, Jesus, here am I, here am I, here am I, here am I, here am I. Every one of them in Zion appears before the Lord. Let us come boldly to the throne of grace. I want you to call your mind and call your affections, call your soul, call your body from wherever. Be present here. Whether you are following on site, whether you are following online, this second location is a spiritual location. And so geographical distance is not a barrier. We can all meet in the place from where the Lord ministers, from where the Lord speaks tonight. Mefes kobeva maninina sombre feles kabo mirahati mambre kado bilakwatai minas kombre kedidi di la mokobra atitambo leseba mebranini si selambra katoma kobro kapeli ambra kuteskebo boyotomba barakiti alamo abenese silabankatu ankato noske barakuku palamo obeini natwa salimo kapana. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appears before the Lord. That's the goal, to appear before the Lord. Thank God for the journey. But the objective of the journey is to appear before the Lord. Not just to appear under a roof. It's to appear before the Lord. Lord, tonight I am present. I am present, Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 26. Acts of the Apostles, 26. From verse 12. Whereupon, as I went to Damascus with authority and commission from the chief priests, at midday, O king, I saw in the way light from heaven, above the brightness of the sun, shining round about me, and them which journeyed with me. And when we were all falling to the earth, I heard a voice speaking unto me and saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And I said, Who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest, but rise. but rise and stand upon thy feet. For I have appeared unto you for this purpose, to make you a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen, and of those things in the which I will appear unto you, delivering you from the people and from the Gentiles unto whom now I send you, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them that are sanctified by faith that is in me. Whereupon, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient unto the heavenly vision, but showed it first unto them of Damascus and at Jerusalem, and throughout all the coasts of Judea, and then to the Gentiles. So, what was it that he showed them? Because we are looking at the heavenly vision, right? So he said he was not disobedient unto that heavenly vision, but obedient. And what was obedience? He said, I showed it first unto them of Damascus. So the it he's talking about, obviously, is the thing that he was obedient to, the vision that I had. When the vision was over, I was not disobedient to it, but rather, what did I do? I showed it first unto them that were of Damascus and at Jerusalem and throughout all the coast of Judea and then to the Gentiles. Now the content, that they should repent and turn to God and do works meet for repentance. For these causes, the Jews caught me in the temple and went about to kill me. Having therefore obtained the help of God, I continue unto this day, witnessing to both small and great, saying none other things than those which the prophets and Moses did say should come. What was it that Moses and the prophets did say should come? It is that Christ should suffer, and that he should be the first that should rise from the dead and should show light unto the people and to the Gentiles. So in the text that we have read, at least in two very clear portions of this text, Paul gives us an insight into the content of the vision that he had on the way to Damascus, the heavenly vision. Because it's not just sufficient to examine, to talk about visions of heaven and the heavenly vision in particular. It is that the context of mentioning that vision was obedience. But you cannot be obedient to something that you do not quite understand. And like I'm going to be showing to you, when you look at what Paul did here, Paul was basically trying to take away from under his own feet the privilege of exclusivity with regards to the content of what it was that God gave to him by that encounter and vision. Because in the end, he said, the things that I went about seeing in
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.